Welcome to Head Place. I'm your host, Matt Cutler, and with me, as always, is your musical guide, Eric Gerson.
Hello.
And we're very lucky to be joined by today's guest meditation guide, Lorelei Ramirez.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And what I'd like us to explore today is a visualization of a kind of fundamental natural object, a crystal. You know, crystals are formed by the very, very basis of what makes matter, the bonds that hold elements and molecules together. And across cultures, across different traditions, crystals are seen as an object of power, an object that has a lot of deep significance and healing properties. And I want to keep that very clear in the front of our minds and see if we can tap into some of that healing power ourselves. So everyone, if you'll just take a deep breath in, let it out with a little sigh. Let your eyes gently close. And I want you to imagine just floating about 1 or 2 feet in front of you, a crystal. I want you to take note of its color, its shape, how long and how wide, how many faces does the crystal have?
Mine's green. It's a green crystal. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm very unfamiliar with crystals, so just want to make sure.
Green is great.
It's not like an evil crystal.
No?
There's no such thing as an evil crystal. Whatever color your crystal is okay. Believe in your crystal as it floats out, as it gets bigger and smaller and bigger again.
Your green crystal is pulsing, smaller to bigger, bigger to smaller. It's moving across dimensions.
Side to side.
It's twirling.
Mine's shooting little lightning bolts out of it. And just to be clear, there's no such thing as an evil crystal.
No, that's okay. The power of love.
The power of love?
Coming from your crystal.
Oh, wow, cool.
That's what the lightning bolts are.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Coming from every crystal are little lightning bolts of love.
Wow.
Stay with that feeling that your crystal is giving you as it's twirling, as it's going through dimensions, as it wears a little wig, reminding you of your mom.
The crystal reminds you a lot of your mom.
Hi, it's Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mom. You know, the kind of relationships that we have with those close to us, they move across different dimensions and different boundaries. They shoot off energy that can be sometimes scary, sometimes nourishing, but never evil.
Never evil.
No. And you notice the crystal is starting to look even more like your mother. It's wearing your mother's dress that she'd wear to church every Sunday. It's got your mother's handbag.
And you remember this handbag from Sunday, after church, when Mom would choke you out.
She'd choke you out with the strap of her
handbag.
Her handbag.
Okay, it's starting to sound like that's also a pretty evil crystal.
Oh, radiating no? From the handbag is love.
Love is shooting out from the handbag like the screams and the gurgles that would come from you as your mom was choking you out.
From us.
It feels like this crystal is manifesting a a dark memory to try and control you.
No darkness.
You're projecting on the crystal.
You're projecting on the crystal.
I don't feel like that's a projection. I feel like that is just, if I were to see that, I'd...
As you look at the dark energy that this crystal is giving out, notice that inside of you there is a darkness too. There is a light, and you have to balance both of these things to heal.
Okay, that makes sense. So there's darkness and light in us. It just feels like in this visualization, darkness is extremely winning out.
Okay, your dark crystal mother is, you see now, dressed in not exactly German, but like a kind of like severe Hugo Boss.
It's a Nazi?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes, it is.
Like a Nazi.
Okay, so this is just the way I have this correctly. I want to make sure that I'm with everyone on this meditation, the visualization.
Yes.
You're staring at a Nazi, a crystal that's dressed as a Nazi that's also portraying the abuse that your mother gave you after church.
All of a sudden, what appears before us is a Christmas tree. With the facets of a crystal, but it's a tree, and it smells like pine.
It has some smaller crystals gathered around it.
Okay.
Little laughing.
Laughing, giggling present crystals.
Okay, they're turning a little creepy.
And you notice these little giggling present crystals all have straight razors. They're sharpening them on a leather strap.
I'm gonna get you.
Back and forth, back and forth. And that crystal tree, Christmas tree crystal, opens its eyes. They're your mother's eyes, and this is still your mother.
Hello.
And now the Christmas tree is just very clearly wearing an SS uniform.
SS uniform.
Okay, this seems like if you could...
Tall leather boots, Death's Head badge.
But as you look into its eyes, you start to feel very relaxed. And the more relaxed that you feel, the less intimidating this image is for you. You look into it, feel that, and it strips away, and it's back to the crystal from the beginning.
A green crystal.
Green.
Energetic.
Powerful.
Floating, gently in space.
In an ocean of your love.
You feel that ancient energy coming from the crystal and radiating outward, washing over your body.
Your body is doused in water.
You're so wet.
You're so wet.
This has been pretty traumatic for me, honestly.
You're dripping, sloppy wet.
Okay.
What is this wetness on my body? For it is not water, you ask yourself.
It's too viscous to be water.
Too viscous. Too sticky.
Too thick.
Can you just let me know what it is? I'm kind of anxious.
It's baby oil.
It's baby oil?
Baby oil. That mother used to put on you.
So we haven't gotten back from evil mother.
Not evil.
Not evil.
That was a very clearly, I couldn't think of a more evil thing. It was a Nazi monster with little kids with razor blades.
In an ocean of baby oil, you smile.
And you know that you're okay.
And above you is God. And he looks a lot like a captain from a ship from the 1800s.
Okay.
God tips his little captain's hat and he says, "Ahoy."
And there's nothing scary or frightening about this captain. This is a good non-Nazi captain from the 19th century, you said.
And you remember what they said about captains. They're neither good or bad, but they can be very surprising in a negative way.
The captain is not one thing in and of itself. The captain is just depends on the ship that the captain's piloting and the sea that the captain sails upon. Sometimes those are very upsetting.
Very upsetting.
Okay, so just... So what's going on? Is the sea a good sea? Is the captain happy? Is it a happy captain?
Is a happy captain?
Happy captain.
Okay.
And let's take a nice deep breath in. And a deep breath out. We see that the captain is breastfeeding our mother.
And right. Mommy, like, what's she getting? That is your mantra. Mommy, like, what's she getting? Let's say it together.
Mommy, like, what's she getting? Mommy, like, what's she getting?
Let your eyes flutter open.
And let your eyes roll to the back of your head.
And just
look at your brain.
Look at it.
Just look at your brain. And give thanks.
That's your brain. And this is your head place.
Thank you so much for listening to Head Place. We'll have new meditations every single week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And please follow us on our journey on Twitter and Instagram at Head Place Pod.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.